broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January 11th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances put brilliantly in place by the founding fathers. One of the great peaceful solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. It is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, a quick recap of yesterday's show, and then on to our guest and news the networks refuse to use. We talked about Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos and wife McKinsey are divorcing, and we talked about what a sad day that is for Jeff and crew. He supposedly, when you look at their lives, he's probably one of the richest men in the world, if not the richest. You would think, the guy's got it all. But his family's melting down, folks. And I submit to you that I feel richer than Jeff Bezos. And I pray for him and his family. This is not an attack. This is a sad day for Mr. Bezos. And this is a situation where we pray for him and his family. I think oftentimes you just get derailed on what's the most important. And our prayers are with them. We talked with our guest, Mr. Brian Rust. Over the past 50 years, Brian Rust has been helping folks with gold and silver coinage. Discussions doing a great job. We talked about an honest money report. We talked about a different company, Rare Rust Coin. Investors who lost money in what they call a silver Ponzi scheme have sued Zions Bank. It's a big deal. Bottom line is Brian says you got to take possessions of your metals, folks. That's where the scandals happen, when you don't take possession of your hard assets. We talked about a rare penny found in boy's lunch. I guess it was in his lunch money, I should say. And I guess it'll fetch up to $1.7 million in an auction. Wow, special penny right around World War II times, huh? We talked about a venture capitalist who says Tesla's production issues improve. That's good, but hey man, Musk needs to face the reality of lack of demand. And my response is, those things could do quite well, but you got to have appropriate supply and demand. And whenever government gets involved with their subsidies, it messes up that natural interplay of the free market. Hey, you're going to order Harley's new electric motorcycle? Yeah. Normally a Harley's, 15, 20, 22 grand for the, nicer option. The base model of this electric Harley, $30,000. This is, again, where I say, it's just too expensive. It's not viable, folks. But they continue to persist. Looks like the media is throwing everything at the wall, pardon the pun, to see what sticks, writes Ann Coulter. We also talked about Donald Trump saying walls are medieval, but they worked then and they work now. Boy, howdy, is that right? Donald Trump still defends absolute right to declare state of emergency on border wall. We also talked about the sad situation. William Barr and Robert Mueller are best friends. Their wives attended Bible study together, so we're not draining the swamp as part of the problem. George Ramos, border wall is a symbol of hate and racism for those who want to make America, quote, white again. All right, I'm sick of this racial divide, always promoting race and divisions. And you know what? We're Americans, and good people want legality. That's a period end of paragraph statement, folks. Voice of Hispanic America's Salinas, many Latinos buying Trump's arguments against illegal immigration. Well, that's because it's illegal, folks, and it doesn't have race or color. It has Americans don't like illegal activity, okay? Hour two. We talked about drain the swamp. Ted Cruz pushes term limits. Term limits temptation, creating the pretext for a con. An incredible article against term limits written by the New American, June 10th, 1996. We talked about Brazil's new president doing a great job saying God above all vows to fight gender ideology. In other words, this president doing a great job in Brazil saying, hey, God made them male and female. Amen to that. Transgender billionaire, and this is some guy named Jennifer Pritzker, whatever. No donations to the GOP as long as they support my destruction. So, hey, you get money from this big donor if you blur the gender reality. Otherwise, no money. This man, named as a woman, says to the GOP, wow. First ever death, Knesset candidate joins new right. Kind of an interesting twist over there. Deaf folks, blind people, disabled people of all kinds, oftentimes participating and doing a great job. Hollywood movie star refuses kissing scenes. That's good news. Clemson coach glorifies Jesus upon winning national title, writes Joe Kovacs. Great article. U.S. cancer death rate hits 25-year low. That's good news, too. Factory job openings surge in November to highest level since 2001. Good news again. Federal workers going to work for Lyft and Uber. Since they don't have their federal checks, they got to make money somehow. I kind of like them going to the private sector anyway. That's good news, too. So a lot of good news, a lot of tough things to battle. But you know what? This is America. And there is no problem too great for Americans to solve. That's the recap yesterday, available online at libertyroundtable.com. For news the networks refuse to use today, it all starts now. Terry Colafrancesca, our guest, founder and director of Caritas of Birmingham, MEJ.com. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Good morning, Sam, Kurt.
Morning to you guys. Hope you're doing well. This is a big battle. The federal government shut down. It seems like the liberal press is just going berserk. And we thought their rhetoric was bad before. It is getting over the top. I mean, they're even writing articles now that Donald Trump found himself alone for Christmas in the White House. And now he's just doubling down with his hate-filled rhetoric to shut down the border. And I don't understand how we can't get this across to the mainstream press, Terry. This is legal versus illegal discussions. This is a national security discussion. This isn't just a Donald all by himself, as they believe. This is a media in bed with the socialist communists. And we're on the opposite side of that coin. Most Americans agree with Trump on this. Terry?
Well, what we're seeing is a great separation. And always when God intervenes in man and where we are, we're so tangled up in a situation that it gets to a point where it matures evil, and what I'm speaking of, that the only way to destroy it is for her divine intervention. And of course, we know God never does and comes and corrects his people by a divine mandate. Except whether he always gives warning. That's what the prophets were about. And we can see this happening right now. We are so tangled up, we're not going to fix this. But God allows a separation, just like this in Trump's being isolated, but we're being isolated with him, because who's against Trump is against the same ideology that we are. So there's a separation, and we're not amalgamated anymore, and this movement is causing people to go further to the right and further to the left. Or you might want to say further to the light and further to the darkness. And that's good.
Another way to say this is the war in heaven continues, doesn't it?
It is, and it eventually will descend down on earth when man gets so corrupt, God has to intervene. That's what happened in the flood. It brought the whole world back to holiness and purity when Noah landed on the mount with the ark. And that's where we are right now. That's what we're tied up with, this whole divine thing in Yugoslavia, former Yugoslavia, where the Virgin Mary's appearing. This thing's been scientifically proven with thousands of tests that there is something that these six visionaries are seeing. And all that you're seeing right now on the earth is tied to this. We don't, from our mission standpoint, sell people trying to believe it, but the circumstances of the times we live in can show you that there has to be a divine mandate to fix this. We're seeing such strife and such struggle that when God comes back to visit his people to correct it and let him know there's something coming, that you have exactly what's taking place secularly and we see this strife, we see the hatred toward Trump. I doubt if there's ever been any president hated more than Trump. And Trump's a symbol of something that the guy's doing, just like the Brazil president. I read when he got elected, and here's the statement you were talking about yesterday: God above all, and he's going to attack this whole transgender thing. So we see this, and he's not the only one. Italy now has a president that's going that direction. Several countries are electing people like this, and so this is not this turnaround intervening into the earth is getting us ready, because it's still going to take divine action. It's not going to just be through the presidents that peace is going to come. But the devil is allowed free reign right now to get his army and the light and Christ his army. And so I mentioned these apparitions of the Virgin Mary, which continue every day, is giving messages once a month, and she's speaking about this whole strife, this whole difficulty, all these things that's taking place. And it's self-proven that the circumstances we see that we're in right now, we need the help of God. And Trump's put there by God. And it's part of all what our mission is about, connected to.
Donald Trump says the Democrats have gone crazy. Boy, howdy, does he seem right. These socialists and communists and leftists, and I don't even know what you call them, because they're just a hodgepodge of Antifa mixed with government officials, and they're all absolutely just full of violent hate, and their whole goal is to divide and destroy. It is a God versus Satan discussion, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Colafrancesco with us.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
All right, Terry Colafrancesco with us, MEJ.com, his website. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an epic battle between God and Satan. Whose side, who are you on? As for me and my house, we're on the Lord's side, who? And I'm telling you right now, this is not just a battle over the border wall. This is a battle over morality. This is a culture battle for the hearts and minds of the people across the world. And no doubt, the righteous are getting more righteous, and the wicked are getting more wicked, and the gulf between the two grows ever so quickly, sad to say. But a federal government shutdown might seem like a great way to save money, writes the New York Times. When agencies aren't open, well, they're spending less tax dollars, you might think, right? But they say it costs more shut down than when it's open. This is just their way to kind of back into kind of diverting the discussion. In my mind, it's a national security discussion. It's not a save money discussion. But they'll pull out every stop they possibly can to attack President Trump. This is not just a border wall issue. This is a national security question. This is a question of legal versus illegal. What do you say to the New York Times that says it costs more money to keep the government closed, Terry?
I like it shut down. I wish they shut down more of it.
Well, I made the point that what we need to do is leave all unconstitutional government shut down forever, and by line item, we need to basically fund that which is constitutional and nothing more, period. How come no one's talking about that?
Well, people like government. Government's corrupt, and it's about always growing enough to control the people. And when you have that kind of thing, you invite darkness. And we're in a time of enlightenment to see this thing. What you just said was really very exactly the situation. It's not about the wall. It's about evil and versus good. And if we want to understand these things, you have to go through that template, those glasses, to see this thing, and then you can understand it. If you try to understand this thing as a political move, you're not grasping. You're just putting it on an earthly level that we are literally in battle and preparation for some big, big events that's going to come. And it's going to be by divine mandate. And you'll see these things manifest in the next few years. We're getting closer and closer to that because we can't keep building this hate on one side and love on the other side and wanting goodwill people to survive without this manifesting out of the heart. War starts in the heart, and physically it will grow that way. Nehemiah, in the book, Nehemiah rebuilt the wall of Jerusalem. And so why did he do that? Because it rebirthed the Israelites. And we have cancer coming into our country. We got to stop that. And so it's not an agenda of being moral. It's immoral not to build it. And everything has to be looked at today to understand it. Not the Republicans and the Democrats, but on a moral level. In a situation like Bezo getting divorced, nobody should rejoice in that. And I was glad to hear you when you were saying we need to pray for him. Why? Because every divorce is the death of a small civilization. Nobody benefits from that. The family is falling apart. John Paul, when he was alive, he never lost his temper. Very rarely did anybody see him lose his temper. But they had an agenda through the development of Cairo in Egypt about the conference on population control, which you spoke about somewhat yesterday, about the 4-2-1, which is two sets of parents have two children, and then those two children have one children, and we're going in a reverse population that can't be controlled. And so this situation, John Paul was addressing that population control was bad, and he says, quote, he slammed his fist on his table, on his desk. He says, tell them no. They must reconsider the project. Let them convert. The family is not an institution to be changed around at will. It is part of the most sacred heritage of mankind. So we should be in grief over Bezo and what's happening with his divorce and everybody else. And this is how the devil's cracking and tearing us to pieces. And until we start looking at these things from this angle and this perspective, we won't know how to fight. I remember Limbaugh say a quote about Mueller that one thing that's not about collusion in Russia was the stealing of the election on Clinton's side, that absolutely didn't happen. But that's a diversion. Sun Tzu teaches us, why would they say that? Why is that the one thing that's got a health check that didn't happen? Except it's they who say so. They don't want you to go there. There's no way that Hillary in this election wasn't stealing it. When you show up at 200 people, versus Trump's crowd, 20,000 people. The numbers wasn't there. And we can't go by what's the facts or if you got any proof. We have to move into another level, just what I'm talking about, the religious side perspective, that in the elections of Hillary and Trump, that the numbers wasn't there. She didn't get those votes. And I know there was fraud there. So that's what Mueller's saying, but that's okay. That didn't happen. Even though they're saying Trump did it, because it's a diversion. They want you to think he did it, when that's exactly what they did. They're self-admission by saying, oh, well, there was nothing on that side. It was. It's impossible. And that's why everybody was so disappointed when Clinton lost. They were shocked. And remember that, a $25 million.
Yeah, they want to know why their fraud and their lies didn't work. That's what they wanted to know.
Right.
What happened? We committed fraud and we lied and we still, what on earth happened? And the only thing I can say is thank heavens for the Republic and thank heavens for the principles that make America great and thank heavens for good people doing good things and for prayers and for God's involvement. And, you know, we can't ignore that factor. But a federal government shutdown is kind of interesting. I like it shut down. I think we ought to continue with that. But they say there's a new study out saying the border wall would pay for itself. What do you think of that, Kurt? You think that's true? By the way, to me, it's the best argument of all for the fact that, you know, whether the Mexicans pay for it or who pays for it, if we build it and it pays for itself, that alone has merit, doesn't it?
Well, it's a great point, Sam, and, you know, that's what I believe the president has been pointing out forever, that with the border wall and the stopping or at least big time slowing of all this illegal activity, whether it's drugs or smuggling of people, you know, all these type of things, well, then that cuts down a lot. This study, guys at WorldNet Daily's got the piece. They say this study shows that the southern border security wall would save American taxpayers far more than it would cost. This analysis comes from what's called the Stephen Camerata. He's of the Center for Immigration Studies. Pointed out the key issues are the cost of each illegal immigrant compared to the cost of a wall. He says making reasonable estimates of these factors allows us to calculate what share of future illegal border crossers the wall would have to stop or deter from trying to enter in order for the wall to be cost effective. This updated analysis indicates that to pay for the president's $5 billion wall request, a wall would have to prevent about 60,000 crossings or 3-4% of expected illegal crossers in the next decade. So there's more detail, but
what do you say to that,
Terry? Bottom line is it pays for itself.
Well, I think it's beautiful what Trump comes up and says about the Mexicans will pay for it. And I think it's a narrow view of those who were saying in the last couple of days that now he's changed his mind. They're not going to pay for it. We're going to pay for it through a trade thing. When you're in business and you got a job to try to achieve, it may be through different methods. He says, we didn't expect Mexico just to write out a check and pay for it. But he has done this through the trade deal. And they will be paying for it. And I accept that. And I think it's pretty clever that he's doing it. And I kind of felt that he was going to do it that way anyway. Because you're not going to make Mexico lose face and just say, here's a check. So this will happen. And Mexico will be paying for it. And let's don't buy the lie from the Democrats who are saying, and those who are against Trump, that it's not going to be paid for. It won't cost us anything. In fact, we're going to make money off of it.
Well, and here's one of the interesting things. The headline says this. If Donald does declare a national emergency and does get the wall paid for, right now the Pentagon is preparing border wall options. They say the money would come from the Pentagon's budget for construction projects already approved by Congress but not yet spent. Most of the money would have been spent somewhere else in the world anyway. So if we do that, and we leave more money in America and more jobs in America, and we stop illegal activity costing us billions for national defense. Hey, very interesting. Quick pause. Sam, Kurt, and Terry on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Kosher, certified, put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this, the Kosher-tified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Terry Colafrancesco with us. So should Donald Trump declare a national emergency, Terry?
I amend to that. And going back a little bit to what you were talking a minute ago before his break, of costing the social services and what they pay is... going to be more than the cost of the wall. And the wall's a moneymaker because there's so many areas, even in regional cities and states, where they're going to save money by doing this.
Yeah, you're right about that. Anyway, I think we ought to declare a national emergency immediately. The only thing I don't understand is why has Donald been talking about it but not doing it? I mean, let's do this yesterday. What's the holdup? Come on now. Let's go.
Well, I'd like for him to do it. The problem is they'll use this as a means of impeachment. And saying he doesn't have this, but of course they'll go to court and they pick their judge. Hopefully he can call the Supreme Court in for special something, some kind of way to say rule on it quickly. It's questionable, and Trump has said he's confident that they would rule in his favor. But I'm for it. I'm with you on this. Let's declare a national emergency. Let's do it immediately.
Illegal activity has got to stop. National security is of the utmost importance and one of the most important legitimate purposes of the proper role of limited government, sir.
Well, I was listening to some of these parents that they're this morning. Actually, I heard some clips about it where their 30-year-old son or their children even have been killed by illegals. And it was they're very angry with the Democrats now. And if people just could hear these parents... I don't care what side you're on, even on the left, how can you be for it?
But well, that's where the new media needs to take center stage, and we can have a greater influence. The mainstream press is even moving to these kinds of statements to try to intimidate and deceive and manipulate the discussion. Headline says, shutdown means food could be less safe and cost more. So your food's at stake, Terry?
Well, I think that's garbage.
Well, here's my response to that. Why do we have to ship food from all kinds of countries all over the world when we can make our own food right here in America, and environmentally it would be better and it would be cheaper and more effective, and we wouldn't need to worry about some of those things that they claim is on the altar of this discussion. It's that we've got so much government, so much regulation, and so much manipulation that they can almost claim anything. It's so hard to unwind. But the truth is, Kurt, chime in on this. You're involved heavily in the farmer's market. Why don't we just have our food locally grown and locally dealt with? And why don't we just have, you know, we don't need all this shipping food everywhere. And we don't need the federal government to, investigate all the food and have food inspect. We don't need those things, do we?
Well, I mean, when President Trump talks about the whole Make America Great Again, look at what happened, what it was like in the founders' time. Did we have all these government agencies to make sure our food was safe? Or did you buy your food, like you were mentioning, from people that you knew, that you trusted, that you figured, hey, you know, they're raising the beef, they're raising the chickens, they're raising the, whatever it is you're buying, and, you know, we trust them.
In fact, you guys do a lot of that internally, don't you, Terry?
Oh, yeah, we're big into raising our own food, and we actually just did a retreat ourselves, looking at our whole system, what we're doing right now, and there's some statistics. It's incredible. Like in 1960, you had... say 1950, 1960, you had like 600,000 small farms who had their own milk cows, and there's only like 5 or 6 milk cows. Now we're down to, in 2000 or so, we're down to only like a couple hundred major dairies, which means this distribution is through these gigantic operations where if something happens and collapses, there's no ability to feed people because these things take trucking, bringing in hay, bringing in alfalfa, bringing on feeds, and it's a facility of such mass production that it will fail with the system. Whereas if you had a disbursement like in 1960 where 600,000 or 700,000 people had cows, they can give enough, even out of 7, 8 cows, to the neighbors and themselves. And so we have people calling us from all over the world, writing to us, many countries, about going back to the grain way of life. And we put, this is one of our ministries, we push this, that you get your piece of ground and you grow your grass. Cow eats grass, cow gives milk, or you eat cow and you drink their milk. So this is where everybody, if you have to be making any moves right now, you, even in a subdivision, start gardening. Because this system is coming down, it's not of God as far as where we're headed toward, and this will be some of the things that's going to make people go toward God. Right now, we live in a system where our security is the government, not God. So how does that change? When people depend on God, it's going to be through purification. So we're going to have our food chain disrupted. And what Kurt was saying and what you were alluding to, Sam, in the same way, this is one of the most important moves Christians need to be making now. We need to have 1,000 places producing milk instead of only a couple hundred. The numbers statistically are doing for chickens, for eggs, for beef and pork is amazing how small the numbers have gone with the production stand increasing at the same time. The disbursement is way better 20, 30 years ago. And that's how God designed things. And we got to go back to micro. You got to be looking at your food. You need to be getting closer. Not just the farm-to-table trendy thing as a trendy thing. You need that. Our average meal comes 1,500 miles away. We have an economic collapse. How are you going to get that? And who's producing? We spent so much time getting the right genetics on animals like pork. You can't even raise the genetics that they give out right now of pigs in Alabama because they make them now where they're in air-conditioned conditions. They die in the heat. So it's not just a matter of let's go buy a pig or a cow. It ain't going to happen. We've been working on this for 25 years, and we're going to share this because if you want to go to a seminar about raising animals today, it may cost you $1,000. And we've sent out people to that, and we've had, and I know, Sam, y'all came to one of our new community conferences, and Kurt, that this is...
Yeah, and I want to come again soon. That was just phenomenal. That's actually, believe it or not, that's almost a retreat experience, a refreshing of hope when you go there. You know that?
Well, we'll be open to something. We'll probably by next year, this 2019, we'll probably have one next in summertime or fall. But we put a lot of things in. We've got our system of a grand way of life, and we're doing it to save the mission money. So we're not motivating it by taking care of ourselves. But we have got a lot of cognition, a lot of experience that we want to share free to people. And we'll be opening that up, and we'll be announcing that to you because it's going to show you even some of the seeds and some of the plants you grow now, it doesn't hold up. I know somebody real close to us with Heinz ketchup, and they have their seeds for Heinz ketchup from the 1800s. It's not been genetically modified. It's not genetically weakened. And we've put so many things into it, even like cows. As an example, you have now A1 and A2 milk. People don't realize this. A1 milk is bad for you. And because we bred it for the dollar, we got cows doing 100 pounds of milk a day. They can't even walk. The bag is so big. And that's why so many people are allergic to milk today, because it is basically poison, because we follow the devil looking for money, love of money, produce just white water, as opposed to A2 cows, which goes back, and you have to have them tested, how they were just bred naturally. So this A2 is something, A1 milk is something everybody should do some research on and learn about these things. And you need to just get your milk cow. You're going to have that. If an economic crash happens and your neighbor happens to have a Van Gogh $2 million painting and you got a cow and you get hungry because of economic crash, and he brings you that painting and says, hey, my kids, and we need some milk, and he's got six kids. Is he going to give you milk for a $2 million painting? The value of everything changes instantly. A Van Gogh painting is worthless. The food is going to be invaluable.
There's no doubt about it. Preparation is key, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you that right now. Now, I want to talk about the fertility rate for people across the world, specifically in America, and they kind of create, a racial disparity here, and I don't mean to get into the racial discussion of this, except for certain people are being kind of harder hit than others. Kurt?
Well, that's right, Sam, and bottom line is, people are having many less children, if you will, and this piece comes to us from the dailymail.com, boy, is across the pond. Headline reads, fertility rate for white women plummets below the limit needed to maintain the population in every single U.S. state. And there's more detail after this.
You got it. Liberty Roundtable Live. Terry, call Francesca, MEJ.com, Sam and Kurt on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
All right, the fertility for white women plummets below the level needed to maintain the population in every U.S. state, ladies and gentlemen. Up in 12 states for black women and up in 29 states for Hispanic women. I'm not trying to make a racial discussion out of this, but there's certainly a disparity going on, Kurt.
Well, you're exactly right, Sam, and what you've got is... It continues this piece from the DailyMail.com across the pond. It says fertility rates, have dropped. And as you mentioned, you know, they break it down. They say it's up in 12 states for black women and up in 29 states for Hispanic women. They say the total fertility rate for the U.S. was 16% below the level of a population to replace itself. They say it was only higher than what is needed in two states, South Dakota and Utah. Then the last little piece in their subheadline says the experts say the reasons are likely due to South Dakota's growth in the energy sector and Utah's large Mormon population, it says.
In other words, the two reasons that people primarily have children they're pointing to is, hey, because we need more workers, and we're doing well, and we're feeling good about the economy, or religiously speaking. My point isn't to divide the blacks and the whites and the Hispanics or anything else. My point is to simply say, hey, God says multiply and replenish the earth. Hey, Terry, I don't think that's ever been rescinded, has it, sir?
Never. But I'd like to clarify this a little bit, because sometimes your listeners may not be up on what this means. In other words, you've got two parents and then another two parents. They both have a child. Both those two get married, and then they have one. So you go from four people to two people to one. And that's where we are. What's dangerous about this is you get fourth of the grandchildren as grandparents. So that one person... he's got to take care of two parents and two sets of grandparents. So they've got six people to take care of. That's not sustainable. You can't get tax money. You can't have that one person take care of it. So that's what it means that you can't change things when you get down to 1.9, and I've written extensively about this. Once you hit 1.9, no culture ever in the history of the world has revived. If you get to 1.3 children, it's impossible to reverse, and it would take a century to correct it. But let me tell you something that's scary. Europe is doomed. So remember, as I'm telling you this, 1.9, no culture has ever reversed. Once you hit 1.3, it's impossible. France is 1.8, so they're not going to reverse. They're going away. England is 1.6. Greece is 1.3. That's impossible. Germany, 1.3. Italy, 1.2. Spain, 1.1. So Europe, the European Union, 31 countries, is hit 1.3 as an average or just above average. So Europe is gone. Stats don't lie. History doesn't lie. We will not.
Japan and China are in the same boats, too. Not only have they reduced the number of children, but at least in China, they got rid of all the women that could have babies in the first place. And so it's even worse there because they've disrupted the balance on top of shutting down children.
Well, yeah, and this is one of the most frightening things that we have headed for our civilization. I started looking at it years ago, and this is scary stuff. So what does that calculate out to be? And to happen is agrarian way of life. The only occupation ordained by God was in Genesis when he told Adam, by the sweat of your brow shall you eat. And you can't change that. You say, well, Jesus was a carpenter. Well, they still lived agrarian life. They still had their home gardens. They still had the animals. We've got to go back multiple instead of concentration feedlots, which is dictated by money and by the dollar. And they say, oh, well, we got to feed the world's population. The world's population is surrounded by neighborhoods. Your world is your comings and goings of who you see that day. It's not some foreign land. So everything has to go back to the individual. That's the greatest distribution we can have. It's not what we've been lied to by Satan. That it's mass production. That stuff is not sustainable in an economic crash. It will crash. No, it is going to crash and is going to burn. So the fraternity rate and the women, the white women, plummeting, it's the churches. The Mormons teach this. I know y'all have one of the largest cattle farms in the world. I think it's in Utah somewhere, or maybe one of the states.
Yeah, we have a massive operation in Utah. We also have a massive operation in Florida.
Mm-hmm. So what is it, like a million cows?
Kurt, you can answer this better than I, but it's
in
massive.
In Florida, the ranch, it's in between the Cape and Walt Disney World, and it's got about 45,000 head of cows there. As you said, Terry, the key thing that that is vital, and this is taught in our church as well as a number of other places, is to have individuals, each with their own, sources, whether it's their own cow or their own chickens or their own rabbits or whatever it is, and that makes so much difference simply because you've got a good source of food yourself, and you can continue to teach that amongst those you know.
Well, the bottom line is everything related to sex that is good and honorable and right and moral, meaning one man, one woman marriages, meaning a man and a woman getting married, complete fidelity to one another, welcoming children into the world, understanding the biblical guidance from God that says, hey, you know what, thou shalt multiply and replenish the earth. And as far as I understand, that has not been rescinded. We need to make sure that we seriously understand this. We cannot have the total fertility rate in America 16% below the level of population to replace itself, or we are doomed as a culture and as a society. Now, I don't mean to preach doom and gloom, but I'm telling you that we need to obey God's laws. And so the Family Guy, they love to talk about sex too, but when we do it, when we talk about these things, we're talking about the God-given, God-ordained, fundamental unit of society, the family. And we're talking about bringing children into the world, and we're talking about greater ties between husband and wife as God intended, etc. When they talk about these things, it's all perverted. Kurt?
Yeah, and it reminds me of the reason I typically don't even watch any of these kind of things. But the headline from the Breitbart Boys says, Family Guy, and that's in quotes, Trump lusts after his daughter's beautiful rack. In the preview of an upcoming episode of this program, Donald Trump character they have playing him, sexualizes his daughter, saying she has this beautiful rack. It goes on and talks about other things, but bottom line is this guy who does this program I guess his name is Seth MacFarlane. They say he's a 45-year-old that also donated $2 million to a pro-Democrat super PAC ahead of the 2018 midterm elections. And like you say, Sam, these folks put their money where their mouth is, or I don't know, where their videos are, et cetera. And thereafter, whether it's the president or all things that we consider of, well, value, like the family.
And they say a Trump character lusts after his daughter's rack. I guess that means her breasts or whatever. They kind of highlight the discussion a little bit here, saying, you know, the daughter has a beautiful rack. Pleased to meet you, Meg. You have a beautiful rack, the President Trump character says. When Meg replies, thank you, Trump responds, I was talking about my daughter. And the anti-Trump episode, I guess, is going to appear on Fox coming up here soon. And they say Trump will make some kind of a advance on Peter's daughter or whatever. This is bordering on criminal, Terry. And I want to talk about this. It's one thing to not like Trump. It's one thing to have your own opinion. When you start, you know, trotting out characters with these false narratives that have these sexual abuse overtones, they've taken free speech too far. Something needs to be done about this.
Well, let me back up first. I'll come back to answer that, but I want to back up with a point a minute ago. You were talking about the Mormons. The Mormons are an example and are very admirable of what they do with the food supply and the cows and what they say every family should be sustained. We have the six visionaries in Medjugorje who see the Virgin Mary. One of them had a miscarriage, and she was in grief over and over and over. And people have said, why are you making so much over this? She says, because in the future, you will know why I won't have many children. And so we know that we need children to help to grow food. Large families are very, very important in the future. And the Mormons have it dead right. And they're one of the only groups that do have that. As far as this thing with Trump and degrading his lusting for his daughter, I don't buy in that. And it's part of Satan's work to make him be a deviant so that he'll lose credibility. And they call Ronald Reagan like Teflon, everything bounced off. And for us who understand what's happening, we reject that. But you have these people that are not informed. They don't have a level of understanding of what they hear to discern. They're not in prayer to know what's right. And they'll, just by this being presented, will think that Trump is thinking this way. And I don't accept it.
Of course not. But I'm saying this goes beyond, this is libel slander stuff, to make characters out, to do that, to create these overtones and attacks on the president and stuff like that. No, they've gone too far, sir. And this is Fox, of all people, right?
Well, I think because he's making up a story, I wish Trump would file a big lawsuit as a president for slander. It's a lie. And, of course, they're keeping him so busy, he can't even address everything.
I know, but if it hire guys like Terry and Sam and others to help out, we can go ahead and get it done. The problem is we got to get the good guys involved more, don't we?
Exactly. I think a lot of these things, people need to file lawsuits of slander against them. Just go after them.
I got a friend that filed a lawsuit. One reporter called him a leader of the KKK. He's never been involved in the KKK in his life. He sued over it, and they sided with the reporter and shut him down and said, hey, Aesop's fable by the company you keep. Hey, there you go. They can say that.
Yeah, and that's the disadvantage we're in right now. And it's crushing. It's not a good situation.
You got these wicked judges everywhere. I'm telling you, it is out of control. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen? In the final words, yours. You'll have 10 seconds, Terry. We've got to take courage and take hope because God has not forgot about his people. Remember that. Terry?
Sam, Kurt, we appreciate what you're doing. I love your shows, listening to them and being on, and hopefully we'll have a couple more next week or a couple more weeks. We'll be back with you again.
Amen, sir. Godspeed. Thank you so much. MEJ.com is their website. Ladies and gentlemen, check it out. They're doing phenomenal work. Remember, multiply and replenish the earth has never been rescinded, folks. Let's marry husband and wife, one man, one woman marriages, understanding male and female credity them, and let's double down and have children as God asked us to, and the blessings are evident everywhere for keeping his commandments. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.